WERS. Trust him because he's the man. He's Peter Wolf with Keith Richards. You couldn't ask for a better combination than that. And so live in the studio, once again, you're listening to The Soul Bucket with Matt the Swinging Cat. We're here with Peter Wolf in the flesh. How you doing?
Okay.
Great. Do you want to talk about some old Jake Isles stuff?
Well, like what?
Do you still see the guys anymore?
I really don't. You know, what's funny is we were together for 17 years with no personnel changes. And we traveled on the highways and byways and all around the world and et cetera. And unfortunately, just it was one of those sort of like a marriage. You know, people just went their different ways. And so everyone's still around the city in Boston. I've sort of don't keep, you know, in any contact. And, you know, people like always call, like at the Boston Garden, said, you know, we'd love to have the Jake Isles band close down the old Boston Garden and stuff. So, you know, there's always things like that coming up, but never can tell.
So there is a slight, slim possibility that someday there might be a Jake Isles band reunion?
There's nothing in the works, you know, nothing I'm know that's happening, but.
But you're on friendly enough terms that it's possible to one day, maybe, just maybe.
Yeah, we keep the guns.
If we pray hard enough.
We keep the guns in the holster. But, no, you know, it's funny because when I go to a lot of different clubs, like, you know, you mentioned in the Middle East and stuff, and I go see a lot of the new bands, it's so funny because, you know, It's interesting to see how much has changed, and yet while it's changed, it's kind of pretty much the same. Mm. And because
in what ways?
Well, I remember we used to like go across country in little station wagons and just, you know, traveling around and, you know, setting up, and, you know, and I see, you know, a new band coming in that might be from, you know, down North Carolina or something. They're coming up to Boston, you know, they're not even know where they're going to be staying that night, and, you know, it's all on a shoestring budget, and you know, there's just a lot of angst and, you know, anxiety and, you know, energy going on, and, you know, that's the aspect of the music I love, you know, and that's what I love about clubs so much. Mm. And, you know, and the music that I've always responded to was music that came out of clubs, be it, you know, either, you know, a lot of blues or early rock and roll. It was really dance music that was played and performed in clubs for a certain audience. Like a Muddy Waters was really music for, you know, clubs from the South Side of Chicago. And even the Stones and the Beatles, when they started, it was music for, you know, small clubs in Liverpool or around London. And not unlike a lot of the new bands from Seattle, were music out of small clubs in that era. So you take someone like a Pearl Jam that started, you know, in small clubs, and or U2, actually, like a band like U2, their first big arena tour was they opened up for the Isles band. And
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, on a Freeze Frame tour. That was our opening act was U2 for a lot of that tour.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now you've experienced both types. I mean, you guys started out in the clubs, but then you rose to be arguably the most popular band in the country for a while.
We played a lot of large places, that's for sure. We played a lot of small places, but it's part of what you do. And even now, you know, after many years, I always go see artists that I used to go see clubs. Matter of fact, this next record we got queued up, this is just, you know, it's just something from the old collection I brought in, and this is by a very young Junior Wells, who's still out and about. And matter of fact, Giles band recorded with him and Buddy Guy. We did a record, Honey Dripper, on a Junior Wells Buddy Guy record. But this is early Junior Wells from the old I think what's the label on there, man? I think Profile or something.
Yep,
the old Profile label.
Oh,
baby,
yeah.
Come on in my house.
WERS. We are here live with Peter Wolf, who will be appearing this coming Friday at the Middle East, April 7th. And the show starts at 8:30 and 11:30. and the tickets are $8. So if there are any still left out there, you best get down there and get some.
It's an all-acoustic show, Matt, and the first show is 19+.
And you came in the studio this past Saturday, speaking of acoustic stuff, and you cut about 5 or 6 tracks for us, acoustic, with your band.
The only problem we did with that was we came in the afternoon. We should have come in the evening. Then we would have had some Cucamonga wine, and we would have fired it up. But we did some of the stuff from the solo records. Matter of fact, we should play one. We should play a couple now, if you'd like.
Some of the acoustic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Circles about to lose my mind. The way you love me so. I can't do my homework anymore.
I can't do my homework anymore.
Oh, baby. Oh, what can I do? I'm buzzing round in circles just in love with you. The way I love you so. I can't do my homework anymore.
Run, river, run.
out the end of the bridge where the glasses go flying.
Love on ice.
And baby, I love you, I want you, I need you, goes flying right out the window.
Love on ice. Love on ice.
Frozen features, high tech fixtures, Sunday papers scattered across the floor. Some ex-waiter, just a decorator. Girl's gonna lit us like an all-night star.
Love on ice. Love on ice. Love on ice. Love on ice.
Cyclorama, melodrama. Let's face it, we've been drinking too. All that crying, we were lying. You cry for me, girl, I cry for you.
Love on ice. Love on ice. Love on ice. Love on ice.
Slamming doors and throwing paws. Oh, it was a good time, all right. No floor, no ceiling, just walls, no feeling. Yeah, I fell asleep. I walked the streets all.